On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Welcome, everybody, to the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. My name is Mark.
And I'm Danny.
And we offer this show about every 2 weeks where we do music trivia and do various bits revolving around 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond. All right, this is episode 101. Can you believe we made it that far?
No, I can't. That's awesome. Doesn't seem like we've done that many shows, but probably going back.
I did the first 20 solo, then Danny jumped aboard at number 20, and we've been going ever since. And we're still shocked that anybody listens to this. And one of these days, we'll throw this on iTunes.
Someday.
Yeah, right now.
At least, no, go ahead. I've been saving all the money that we've made from the show. Put it in a special account.
All right.
So far, I've got $0, but... any day now.
Yeah, people out there, don't you know that everybody does a podcast is a multimillionaire?
Right, of course.
Yeah.
You do it with the money.
Yeah, this show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, and they give us all the money we need.
All right, way to go.
Yeah, well, in all truth, I run that channel, and we get nothing.
So you get nothing coming and going.
Right, yeah. The company's supplying us with these mics and computers and the Coca-Cola that Danny's drinking right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we'll get some for that. Have you noticed that a lot of people have been dying recently? Rock stars. Yesterday was two people that I know of. Jay Giles died. I guess they found him in his house in Massachusetts. And the drummer from Autograph died.
Oh, man.
Seems like people are dropping like flies. Every week it's somebody else.
Yeah.
Jeez. On that bummer note, let's play Rapid Fire.
All right.
All right, Danny. Here we are with a little bit of rapid fire. This is where we fire off trivia questions to each other. Danny, are you ready for question number one?
Bring it on. Okay. Should be an easy one, right?
Yeah, we always start off pretty easy. Okay, first one involves the first three Kiss albums, which is Kiss, Hotter Than Hell, and Dressed to Kill. Can you tell me the song that went highest on the charts, the U.S. charts, out of those three albums?
Oh, wow. On the U.S. charts, 100,000 Years.
No. The first three albums, which one of them went the highest?
Oh, which album?
Yeah, which album went the highest on the U.S. chart? Sometimes, late at night, I want to hold you tight. Oh, no, you got to pay. Girl, your head is rock bottom and you'll never stay. Rock bottom.
Gotta be Dressed to Kill.
You are correct.
Yes.
Dressed to Kill went up to 32 in the U.S. Hotter Than Hell was only at 100. And the first Kiss album only made it to 87.
Wow. Well, Dressed to Kill was a lot better album.
Yeah, they're all pretty good, but that's when they started to... the studio version of Rock and Roll Nights on that one. And they started to get a little bit of success, but then when Alive hit, boom.
Yeah.
It was over.
Did I send you that book about the Destroyer album?
You did not.
You haven't read it, right?
I have not.
All right, I'll send that to you. It's good. It's detailed, but it's really good. It's all about Destroyer and the making of it and all that. It's really cool.
Cool. Sounds good. I also sent you some classic rock magazines your way. You should be getting them probably tomorrow.
All right. I love reading those.
Yeah. Cool. And there's also a new magazine that just came out from the old guys who used to write Kerrang. It's called Rock Candy.
Remember yeah, that? I saw that. Saw an ad for that today on melodicrock.com.
If you look at the writers, they're all the old 80s Kerrang writers. So maybe, because classic rock is still good, but go away from those old Kerrang guys. So maybe this is going to harken back to what we used to read back in the old days.
Yeah, I saw the cover of the first one. There's Joe Elliott on it talking about his favorite pictures from Def Leppard.
Oh, okay. I might check it out, and if it's good, I'll subscribe to it.
Yeah, you can always buy the first one and see what you think.
Right, so there's a plug for Rock Candy, and maybe he'll send us some.
Exactly.
I'm holding my breath.
All right, question number one for you. Recently, they had the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions, and Journey was one of the bands. Can you name the members of Journey that were inducted?
It hasn't, I saw some stuff online, but HBO hasn't broadcast it yet. Obviously, let's go with the vocalist will be Steve Perry. He's the only one of all the people in Journey, vocalists that went in. Two drummers, Ainsley Dunbar and Steve Smith. Neil Sean, Greg Raleigh, Jonathan Cain. I think those are the only ones.
There's one more.
Oh, Russ, the bass player.
Ross Mallory.
Yeah, everybody always forgets the bass player.
Harsh. Sorry. But you are correct.
Whew. Yeah, about time that band should have been in years ago.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, ridiculous. I just wish Steve Perry would have performed with him, but he did not.
Yeah, I'm guessing maybe he can't sing anymore. I don't know. Nobody really knows.
Yeah, I mean, the videos that you see on YouTube, he sounds pretty good, but maybe it's not up to his heyday. I mean, back in the day, he was probably the best vocalist around, but nowadays, who knows?
Right. You see that picture of Arnel Pineda meeting Steve Perry for the first time?
Yeah.
He's pretty much like me. He's like, looks like a kid meeting Jesus or God.
Well, probably not far from it in his eyes.
Right. Well, that's still pretty cool that he holds him up in that high esteem.
Yeah, and Steve Perry seemed to be pretty cool about it from reports I've heard.
Yeah, so I guess we'll check it out at the end of April. Should be. Yeah. I mean, three of the bands I was agreed with, the other two went eh. So congratulations to ELO, yes. Journey, those are the three I thought should have been in. Then Tupac, who cares? And Pearl Jam, too early.
Yeah, I think Pearl Jam's too early. And then there was Joan Baez was the other. And I didn't really know much about her. I did see her about 2 years ago here in Wilmington, and I started reading some of her bio. She's huge in the whole music industry. It's unreal the places she's been and the crowds she's performed for.
Right, yeah. Big name, never went in, but she's in now, so.
Yeah, well, she deserves it. She's an icon in that industry, so.
Yeah, don't worry. Anyway. And she gave us Diamonds and Rust by Priest.
Right, exactly.
Question two for you. Can you name at least three guys who've sang lead vocals for King Cobra on an album?
Oh, man. Oh, there was... The only one I know for sure is the dude that became a lady.
What's his name?
Yeah. Oh, shoot. I can't... I have Johnny Rod on my brain, but...
What?
No. He's the bass player, but...
Okay. Of
course. Mark Free.
Good, that's one.
Yeah, he became Marcy Free.
All right, and the guy who replaced him was also in Foreigner.
Oh, shoot. Is that the guy that was in Hurricane as well?
No.
No. I don't know, then. I don't know the other two.
All right, the second guy would be Johnny Edwards, who lasted a total of one album.
All right.
In both bands. And the last one is a guy you're a big fan of, the current lead singer of King Cobra.
Current lead singer of King Cobra? Oh, man. Justin Soto, is it?
Negative, but pretty close. He's also the lead singer of a little band called Rough Cut.
Oh, Paul Sortino.
Correct. He's been lead singer of King Cobra the last two studio albums.
Oh, man. I should get that.
They're pretty good, too.
Yeah, I like Paul Sortino. I like his voice.
It's the old band, the originals, plus Paul Sortino on the last two albums. They haven't toured or anything, but it's a good band, and Paul works. It sounds like a revved up Rough Cut.
Well, if you have those, you could send those my way.
I shall do that for you, sir.
Nice. All right, question number two. We were talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and in case anybody doesn't know, Geddy Lee took the bass player role in Yes for that show, which I've seen some videos around about, and of course he nails it. I mean, what else did you expect from Geddy Lee? But anyway, what company makes the Geddy Lee signature bass?
Okay, he's wearing a Fender shirt, so good thing I didn't say Rickenbacker. I'm going to say Fender.
That is correct, sir.
Yeah, that's a cheat.
Yeah, it's a Fender Jazz Bass signature model, or Geddy Lee signature model. Awesome bass. That's one I play. It is very amazing.
And yours is free, too, right?
Right, yeah. They just send me whichever ones I want me to ride.
The signature Dan bass.
Yeah, go out to your music store and get one.
All right, question number three for you. In Michael Monroe's Dead Jail or Rock and Roll video, what rock star makes a cameo in it? The three choices I never came to find were Dead Jail or Rock and Roll.
Dead Jail or Rock and Roll. I haven't even seen that video, so I have no clue. I'll have to have a hint.
Okay, this guy is a lead singer of two ginormous bands right now.
Two ginormous bands. Oh, jeez.
Stadium acts.
Is it Miles Kennedy?
Negative. Think bigger.
Axl Rose.
Correct.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he's all over that video.
Is he? I'll have to go check that out.
Yeah, he doesn't even record. He doesn't even appear on the album or anything, but in the video, he's all over it.
Huh. All right. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's a good
tune. Axel fan, but...
Yeah, good tune also.
Oh, yeah. I love the tune. All right. I'll check it out.
You do that.
Fine. I will. Okay. All right. Question number three for you. You are definitely aware of the band Treat, right? Last... Ghost of Graceland was amazing.
Agreed.
All right, what year did Treat release their debut album?
Wow, Treat's been around forever. Never released an album in the U.S. on a major label. I don't think they even released anything in the 80s or 90s. I'm going to guess 1987.
Oh, close. 85.
Damn, that old? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they took a break from 1994 to 2006. And then came back with their return album, Coup de Grâce, in 2010.
Yeah, Coup de Grâce is also pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Wow. Yeah, they must have, I don't know, took songwriting lessons or what, but they came back and they're blowing the doors off now. It's awesome.
Yeah, maybe their English just got a whole lot better.
Exactly.
Yeah, check out those two albums. They're pretty awesome. Ghost of Graceland and Coup de Grâce. It looks like Coup de Grace, though, but Coup de Grâce.
Yeah, that Coup de Grace album, that's sweet.
That's the best thing I've ever heard come out of Sweden.
All right,
so we have knocked it out of the park. We did very well, Danny. You should be very proud of yourself.
I'm very proud.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to hear a little commercial from Mrs. Dan, and then come back, and we're going to talk about some of the new albums that have been released in 2017.
All right.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond 24 hours a day and can be heard on iTunes, Orange Radio, Streama, Radio.net, Shoutcast, and Radionomy.com.
All right, everybody. Time for Mark and I to do a little discussion on the what we think are some of the best or, I guess, worst albums that have come out in 2017. I know I have a few on here that I can't stop listening to. And some I've listened to once or twice and thought, okay.
Yeah, next.
Yeah, next. So the first one I'd like to talk about is the new Black Star Riders. I know their debut album was great, but this one's even better. There's some songs on there that just might be my top songs of the whole year, but they're just a great album. I think their songwriting's gotten better. I think they took a lot of lessons from Phil Lynott in writing songs that are a story instead of just, hey, I love you, let's get on. The songs are great. So if you haven't heard Black Star Riders, check it out. If you have and don't have this album, definitely get it.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good, I got to admit. What is the name of the Heavy Load? Heavy Fire? What is it called?
Heavy Fire.
Heavy Fire, yeah. This is their third record, and I got to concur. It's pretty good. I don't know if I like it as good as the first two, but it's still pretty strong. A lot of good stuff on there. And, yeah, they're starting to form their own sound. At first, there was way too much like Thin Lizzy. Now you can hear a hint of Thin Lizzy in it, but, yeah. It's good stuff. And if you've heard Ricky Warwick's last solo album, it's pretty similar, so... It's mostly Damon Johnson and Ricky Warwick doing the writing most of the songs. But, yeah, I got to agree with you. 2017, it's one of the, I'd say, top three best releases so far.
So far.
Yeah, what else have you listened to that you liked?
The next one I really like, which probably is no surprise, is the new Eclipse album, Momentum. I like their last one, or the last two, Adrenalize and, or no, Armageddonize. They are not Def Leppard, but Armageddonize and Bleed and Scream. I love those, and this one's even better than those two, I think.
Well, I've only heard it once. Believe it or not, I haven't gotten into it too much yet, because I got so many other things to do and some things to listen to. But yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out, and I'm sure. I love the lead single. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah. And it's... Every song on there is just in the same vein. It's just I don't think there's any fillers at all on this album at all. So I definitely one of my top.
Yeah, Eric Martinson might be the best rock star going. He's in like 3 or 4 different bands, and everything he puts out is quality.
Yeah.
Great hooks, good guitar player, good singer. Yeah, that band has got it going on.
Yeah, I like Wet also that he was in with Jeff Scott Soto. It's just that was a lot in the same vein.
Yeah, he's also in another band called Ammunition with the lead singer used to be from Wigwam. It's those two guys in a band. That one's coming out pretty soon. I'm sure that's going to be a quality release as well.
I'm sure.
So else? What else is out there that you liked?
Let's see. The new Deep Purple is exactly what you think when you listen to Deep Purple. You know, I listened to it probably once or twice, and I'll be like, okay, it's enough of that.
I can't say yay or nay on it yet. I've only heard like 3 songs.
Another one that I really like, along the same vein as Eclipse, though not, I guess, maybe not quite as hard as Eclipse, is Goddard. Love those guys, and this album is a lot like the last ones that have come out. Just great songwriting, just a lot of hooks, a lot of melody.
Yeah, the name of that band, the name of that album is called Silver. Came after Bang. I actually like Bang a little bit better.
Yeah, I like Bang a lot. I think Silver is growing on me, so I won't be surprised if I like Silver better. But I agree. I think Bang was great. So we'll see. See where Silver ends up.
Maybe it's a grower.
Not a shower.
Okay, yeah.
There you go.
All right, anything else that piqued your interest or that you really can...
That I'm really enjoying a lot, Tokyo Motor Fist. And maybe part of your night. We can turn the whole world on, let them all scream. Every time I listen to it, I like it more and more. That's the lead singer from Danger Danger and the guitar player from Trickster.
Yep, Ted Poley.
This album is exactly what you'd think from Danger Danger and Trickster. It's it sounds like a combination of the two, and it's like the best parts of both. It's great. Just a really solid album.
Yeah, if you like Danger Danger and Trickster, yeah, Tokyo Motor Fist is an album you definitely have to pick up. So far, you haven't mentioned the album that I like the most so far that's been released in 2017.
Let's see. Got to be Steel Panther, right?
Negative.
No, I do like Steel Panther. She never got a call back. I couldn't get on that fatty. Yeah, I went golfing 3 days later. Guess who shows up as my caddy? I get the joke. I like it. It's a lot of fun. You know, they write songs, and there could have been an 80s song, could have been a 2000s song. But anyway, if you get the joke and you're into Steel Panther, this is another album that you'll probably like.
Yeah, it's called Lower the Bar. It's got a picture of a little person at a bar. So, yeah, the cover's pretty funny. But, yeah, you know what? I think the joke is wearing on me a little bit with Steel Panther because they're such great musicians. And I think the subject matter, they go right for the raunch, but sometimes it's like hitting you over the head with it. I like it when they make it more subtle. You know, remember that that last album they had a song called The Burden of Being Beautiful? He was just talking about how great he is. But that was funny, but it didn't have to be vulgar either. But sometimes they get too vulgar. I'm like, okay, guys. It's the same joke over and over again. But yeah, that's okay.
It's not going to suck itself?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you can make it funny without being so vulgar. But I guess, you know, they're making money doing that, so what do I know?
True.
Still haven't mentioned the album that I like the most.
I'm going to guess, in all seriousness, I'm going to guess KXM.
Negative.
No.
No, the best album I've heard this year, it's only been 3 months, is the new Night Ranger album.
Really?
Don't Let Up. Have you heard it yet?
I've got it. I haven't heard any of it yet. But
it is so strong. So good. Yeah, no filler. All the songs are killer. I mean, well, that was cliched, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Out of all the albums that have been released, that's the one I'd have to recommend the most.
Wow. All right.
It's better than Tokyo Motor Fist. It's personal. It's better than Goddard. It's better than Black Star Riders. Yeah, it's really good. It's better than Eclipse.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'll have to put it on my phone. Check it out.
But in honest with Eclipse, I haven't heard it enough, so I can't really compare it to those two. But yeah, between Black Star Riders and Night Ranger, I'm definitely picking Night Ranger.
All right.
You see, other albums that I've liked, we agree on most of the other ones. There's another album that came out of Denmark by a band called Electric Guitars. But one of the songs is called Headless Chicken, which features the two brothers from DAD, and there's a video for it. Check it out. It's pretty good. Fresh on apprehension. So we kind of like Kicks, kind of like AC/DC, but yeah, this is their second album, I believe. Pretty good stuff. Let me see, I forgot what's the name of it. It's called Rock and Roll Radio.
So, okay.
I don't know if it was released in the U.S., but if you're in Europe, I'm sure you can find it. The new Stephen Piercy isn't bad.
That's surprising, with as bad as his live reviews have been, but maybe they caught him on good days.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's working with a couple of the Rough Cut guys, I believe, in his band. But that album is good. It's called Smash. The New Thunder is okay. Rip It Up. A lot of mid-tempo stuff. I mean, the singing's really good. Playing's good, but it's all the same speed. So, and after a while, you listen to an album the same speed, it gets monotonous.
Yeah, yeah. How about Jack Russell's Great White? I've heard that's very boring.
I think I've listened to it twice. It's okay. There's no blues feel with them, because there's two Great Whites now. This one's more of an AOR album. The singing is good. Jack sounds good, but the songs, you know, are not that memorable. Doesn't do anything for me.
Okay.
Another album I found really disappointed was the new Crocus album, which is called Big Rocks. It's all covers.
Yeah, I tried to get into that and just I couldn't.
Yeah, the covers are done pretty much like the originals, and it's like, okay. I mean, throw one cover on an album, it's good, but they're all the covers of songs we've heard before, and they pretty stay true to the original. There's nothing, they didn't croquetize. That's a good word. Croquetize, yeah, songs.
It's crocusize?
Crocusize, yeah. It just, whatever. Yeah, coin that. Let's...
TM.
Yeah, give me an album of originals, guys. I don't think Crocus has already got enough covers in all their albums. Why do a covers album?
Yeah, you don't want to hear Mark Starace singing something that somebody else already did?
Yeah, The Mighty Quinn by Manfred Mann. No. I'll pass, guys. Yeah, avoid that one.
There's too much new good stuff out to go to a covers album.
Yeah, you can't find them in record stores because those really don't exist anymore. So you have to go to Amazon to search this stuff out.
And take our word for it.
Yeah, because we know what we're talking about.
Pretty much. Yeah, I did listen to the new Kansas album a couple times, and it's exactly what you would think from Kansas.
Yeah, then yeah. The new lead singer sounds exactly like Steve Walsh. So it's good. Musicianship is good, but
Oh, the musicianship's unbelievable. I mean, those guys can really play, but okay, you got to have some interesting songs as well. And if you're a Kansas fan, you'll be all over it. But.
Right. If you're a prog fan, Kansas fan, yeah, it's good stuff. Just not great for me. I've heard, the new House of Lords. I have it. I've listened to it once. It's okay. I guess I have to give it a couple more spins.
I've never been a huge fan of House of Lords. I don't know. I just never got into them, I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty much it's a solo thing now for James Christian, even though it's a band. But the last couple, there have been some good songs on it, but lots of filler, too. It just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, I'd really like Greg Giuffre to get back into the music industry.
No, he's too busy making money.
Yeah, I guess.
And I got an oddball one if you guys want to check it out. It's a band out of Japan. They're called Band Made. Released an album called Just Bring It. It's five Japanese girls dressed as maids, play heavy metal. And they can actually play really well.
Band Made.
Yeah. Check out if you just click that on YouTube, watch the videos, you'll be surprised. I mean, really, it's their gimmick. I mean, not like what's the other gimmick? Oh,
baby metal,
but they don't play. These girls actually play, and they can play.
Wow.
Think of them. They play like Loudness, some of their songs. I mean, they play really good. Young Japanese girls. They sing in Japanese, too. It's different. I don't think it's going to be played on the U.S. Radio anytime soon, but yeah.
No, not with Jay-Z or somebody produced him.
Yeah, but if you're a guy into Japanese girls and maid outfits, this is the band for you.
I don't think most people would care about their music at that point.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a lot of guys in the crowd, but who knows? Maybe they're onto something. I don't know. What do I know? I'm 52 years old. I'm just happy to get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, you're not getting the kitchen pass to go see a bunch of Japanese girls in maids' outfits.
Yeah, definitely not. So out of all the albums that we've talked about, which one would you recommend for everybody?
Eclipse,
all right. And I would recommend Night Ranger. So at least go out and buy those two and tell people where you heard it. And the other one I think we gave it a big thumbs up was Black Star Riders. So get those three.
Yeah, definitely Black Star Riders. If you just like good, it's basic classic hard rock.
Yeah, go do it.